Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited to have Joanne Black back on the show with us, ladies and gentlemen. Joanne is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of No More Cold Calling. She is one of the top referral experts on the planet, probably in the galaxy too. And she's here to talk to us about how to really reach out and in a very quality way, and in a way that sustains itself consistently, time after time, helps you get qualified prospects. Joanne Black, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you back. That sustainable thing, that's so important, isn't it? I mean, you've got to, if you watch much golf, Joanne, as I do, too much, my wife says, you hear the commentators talking about a repeatable swing. You know, the key to success in golf is having a swing that's repeatable, that every time you swing, it's the same swing. It's the same thing with qualifying prospects, isn't it?
Well, it's very similar. I mean, and I think you hit the nail on the head when you said qualified, because as you know, Jim, I have definite points of view around sales and about referrals.
No, not you, Joanne.
And
unlike me, right?
Yeah, well, unlike you, right. This whole thing about qualified leads. And I think you and I have talked about this before, but here's the thing. We get so many blasts, emails, and all kinds of messaging around, you know, buyer list, get this list, you know, be active on social media. You'll get all these
right.
qualified leads, but they're not qualified. They're names, right? We are the only ones who can qualify. So when you talk about sustainable, it's really about our activity as business owners and as salespeople, because that's what we are, to get only qualified leads to work on. Can you imagine how much time that saves us?
Until you've gotten someone to the point where you have a reasonable ability to believe that they will buy from somebody like you, in the sometime in the next, you know, whatever you call the selling cycle for these people, you know, the next day or the next year, until you can get to that point, they're not a prospect, they're a suspect.
That's right. So what is qualified? And that's different for everybody. And
right.
you have to stick to your criteria, because otherwise it wastes your time.
So talk to us about that. Talk to us about the qualifying process. And folks, what we're going to do, we're going to include in this the good, the bad, and the ugly about face-to-face and social media, how to use which when, and I like to point out, Joanne, as we'll be talking about as we go through this, that the original social media is face-to-face. Go ahead, Joanne.
I love that quote. So to qualify, that's what we need to do first. That is our most important sales activity, is generating qualified leads. So we need to back up and decide, okay, what is our criteria? And here's what's counterintuitive, is the more specific we are about what really works for us, it's so much easier then to build a referral business on that. So here's an example. Here's some typical criteria we'll hear. Sometimes we'll have a specific industry that's our focus, specific geography, certain title of a person we want to meet. You know, is it the head of marketing, the head of sales? Is it finance? Is it technology? What's the title? And then, of course, one of the criteria is always, do they have a budget?
Right. And are they in control of the budget?
Yeah.
Because can they make the decision, right?
Yeah, because I know you've never had this happen, Jim, but, you know, they'll say, oh, yeah, we have the budget, we
right.
make the decision. Of course, they're never the one.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's two criteria that are often overlooked that I tell everybody to include. Number one, what is the business problem that you are the best at solving? So as an example, in No More Cold Calling, it's always our salespeople having a problem getting the meeting at the level that counts and converting prospects to customers. So what is the pain or the problem that you solve. Because unless you solve a business problem and have that solution, it doesn't matter. That's number one. We often forget that. And number two is, what kind of person do we want to work with?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I write a lot about having a PITA client, P-I-T-A. I don't know if we can say this on the air.
Is that like the bread?
But, you know, it's pain in the ass.
Yeah.
So we know that. So here's the thing. If you know a PETA a mile away, we all do, we know the warning mm-hmm. signs, the best thing we can do is to say no before we ever start. Because they drain us, we don't make
I'm going to push back on you on one example on that when we come back after these messages.
Okay.
Because I love that topic. I love the PETAs. In some ways, PETAs can be good, and I'm going to push back on you just a little bit. And she loves me when I do that, by the way. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Jamie Brown, ladies and gentlemen, the late great Godfather of Soul, bringing us back. And we're getting our groove on here with our good friend Joanne Black. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of good stuff there to help you with your small business. Don't forget to take our poll question, which is right on the homepage. And when you give us your answer, you'll be able to see exactly how the poll's going so far. So check that out right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. My blog is there, all the other things. It's right there on the website. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Joanne is with us. Joanne Black is the author of No More Cold Calling. And Joanne, we're talking about qualifying prospects, and you use the term PETA for, you know, pain in the backside prospects, and you said that you thought we should avoid them, and you're right, because I prefer to have another category for them, Joanne, and folks, you can pick which one you like or use both of them. I separate those PETAs into two groups. The ones that are what we used to call China eggs. You know, a China egg, when you put a China egg under a hen, one thing you know is it's never going to hatch.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one. And those are the ones I agree with you should avoid. The other one, though, I have found that if I spent a little bit of time with those PETA prospects, I could find out that they actually might hatch. And if I could convert them, if I could find out why they were so grumpy, and I could find a way to get in. Once I got in and scratched their itch, Joanne, I had a customer for life. What do you think?
Well, that might have worked for you, but what I'm going to push back on you too. I'd say, you know, I don't want to do all that work. I don't want to waste my time. I just want to talk to great clients who want to talk to me.
Yeah.
Because when we meet exactly the kind of clients we want to meet, we're referred. We have the introduction. It shortens our sales process. You know. We have an instant connection.
Right.
And it's totally different. I mean, why would I bother?
Well, let me give you one last little point. I'm not to try to convince you or anything, but one last thing that I've had happen to me before. I've actually had people to say, you know, who are your customers? And I say, well, it's, you know, John Jones over there. They say, you do business with him? You can make him happy? And I would say, yeah, we're big buddies. He recommends me all the time. Well, if you can make him happy, so it actually was a badge of honor for me in some circles, because I was able to make that guy happy. But you're right. I mean, it just depends on what your level of, I like a good fight sometimes. So it doesn't bother me too much.
Well, you know, it just depends. But, you know, they're not worth it, because here's the thing. PETAs hang out with other PETAs.
Yeah.
So, and I work a referral business totally. I don't want their referrals. Because I don't want more clients like mm-hmm. that. And I don't want to be drained. I don't want to waste my time.
I think the main thing to get from what we're talking about, folks, Joanne and I both are just, we're talking variations on the same theme. The thing to get from this is know when to disengage. Don't follow something, a lead, beyond what is reasonable, regardless of what your perspective is, whether it's mine or Joanne's or your own. You got to realize at some point in time, you got to say, you know what, I'm out of here.
Well, and as a small business owner, this is scary. It's very, very difficult to say no.
And Joanne, if you've got a sales force, you might have to be the one to tell your salespeople it's time to disengage.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. What's next?
Well, when we want to get into, you know, how working with our ideal clients, those qualified leads, how does that and referrals and social media all link together?
Mm-hmm.
Because they do.
How do they do that? How do we do that?
Well, you know, I think you hit it on the head when you talked about face-to-face is the original social media.
Mm-hmm.
And you as well as I mean, I've done papers on this and speak about put the social back in social media.
Right.
Because, okay, number one, we have to be in play in social media today. That is not an option.
You gotta go play in that backyard, no question.
Absolutely not an option. The trap is we get caught behind what I call the technology curtain. So many times we think, oh, we can just do all the social media stuff. That's my technical term.
Mm-hmm.
And then we don't really have to talk to people
because,
you know, we can generate all this activity through social media.
And make ourselves believe that it's productive.
Well, yes, because
Delude ourselves into thinking it's productive.
Well, and I call
when it may not be.
It's not. And I've heard, I just came back from a National Speakers Association convention. There were probably, I don't know, a third of the breakouts on social media. And I heard quite a few of them. And people say, you know, I spend 20 minutes a day on social media. That's it. And here's what you need to do when you're on those sites.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a very strategic, disciplined sales approach.
What I worry about, Joanne, is you and I have been around the block a couple of times. Well, I've been around twice. You've only been around once, and we know both worlds. We know the face to face. We know the virtual, and the young people coming up today, you know, they don't always know the face to face. They haven't come up in the face to face as much as you and I have. Are you concerned about that? The younger generations in this?
Well, absolutely. You know, and you and I are going to sound like we're 120 years old.
And we don't mean to be, folks. We just this is just tough love, isn't it, Joanne?
Well, it is. I've heard this from people that age, too, that you know, they don't know how to talk to people. Everybody's texting, et cetera, and we need to have a conversation. There is nothing that replaces a personal conversation. And from a sales perspective, when you talk to someone, you get so much more information than any other way. And you set the record straight. How many times has the written word been misinterpreted?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and I don't do emoticons either, do you? I don't write business. I don't. And folks, don't. If you're writing a business email, don't put emoticons in there, unless it's like you're doing business with your sister or something. Hey, Joanne, hold on to that thought. Give us the website before we go quickly.
NoMoreColdCalling.com.
NoMoreColdCalling.com. That's where you can find her book, which is of the same title, Joanne S. Black. And I will be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Having a great visit with Joanne Black. She's the author of No More Cold Calling. Put a .com on the end of that, and they got your website, right, Joanne?
Yes.
Tell us what else we can find there.
Well, we talked about social media, so I have a great CD, Put the Social Back in Social Media. They can find that there. And if they want to really learn how to build a referral business, it's my Pick Up the Pace handbook. So it's all there. I have two special packages, too, a quick start and a head start to build a referral business.
And anybody can get that and be successful with it regardless of where they are, right?
It makes no difference. There's one criteria, though. You have to have a pretty good universe of potential clients. If you were to say to me, there's only 3 clients on the whole planet that need what I have, then it's probably not going to work.
Right. Save your money.
Right.
So check it out. NoMoreColdCalling.com. All right. Talk to us some more about this social media, incorporating social media into what you and I know is important, which is the face-to-face.
Exactly. So social media is a phenomenal place, number one, for search engine optimization. So when you write on social media, always use your keywords, keyword phrases. It's number two, great for finding out who people are. Then the third thing is find out who they know. Where are all their connections, and how are you connected? And then number four, do some research. You can ask questions. You can find out what other people wrote. You need to join groups that are relevant to you, answer questions. All of that is key. The research capabilities of finding out how you're connected to people, unbelievable. Then, once you find that out, so if I want to meet Jim Blasingame, and I'm on social media, and I use LinkedIn specifically, and I find that my friend George knows Jim, then I'm going to pick up the phone and talk to George and find out about Jim.
See if you can get a referral.
Yeah, but this is key. You know, there's a process. You can do that electronically, but I don't want to do it electronically.
Well, now, one thing you can do, this is one thing where the technology is handy. If you and I are following each other, if you and I are connected on LinkedIn, for example, and George is connected on LinkedIn, then I think when you go there, it'll actually tell you who we have in common.
Exactly.
And you can look through it and see.
Exactly. So, again, great information.
And these are tools that you and I didn't have when I made my two trips around the marketplace and when you made your trip around the marketplace.
Well, and we need to use them wisely. That's what I said.
Yeah.
So once that happens.
The bottom, I'm sorry, Joanne. Here's the thing, folks. Joanne, we got to say this. Social media, these are tools that are meant to serve a purpose. They're not in business. They're not meant to be a way of life. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely correct.
Now go ahead.
And so when we pick up the phone and talk to people, you find out so much information. So if I don't know anything about Jim Blasingame and I call my buddy George and I say, tell me how you know Jim, I find out all about Jim. I found out what you like.
Right.
How George knows you, the whole thing. And then I'll ask George to make the introduction. And it's fine if George does that through email, but first he's going to check with you, Jim, to make sure it's okay to put the two of us together.
Right.
That is a qualified referral.
Now you got it.
And that's the reason we have to do our qualification process on what a qualified lead is for us initially, because then I will know why I want to talk to Jim, what business issues I'm solving, what he's like, and it's going to be a perfect connection.
And you haven't wasted my time finding these things out.
That's right.
Which makes me happy.
And here's the other thing. I've reconnected with George.
Yeah.
And everybody is at a different place all the time.
Well, George might say, well, you know what, Joanne? I know Jim, and he's one of those PETA guys. You don't want to deal with him. but do you know Bill? And you're going to say, no, I know. Who's Bill? And he's going to say, well, Bill, he's actually a better prospect than Jim is.
Absolutely. You never would have found that out without having that conversation.
That's exactly right. So folks, Joanne, after all these years, after all these centuries, after all these millennia, it's still about elbow grease and shoe leather, isn't it?
It sure is. It's about talking to people.
Nothing has really changed, even with social media. You know, that's the thing I've been saying for a long time. There's nothing really new under the sun, Joanne. A computer is just a fancy wheel. The only difference between what's happening today and what happened 20 or 100 years ago is the velocity of change.
Mm-hmm.
That's happening faster.
It sure is.
And that's the reason why you and I, a couple of veterans in the marketplace, have to buy new running shoes more often than we used to. Joanne, give us the website one more time.
NoMoreColdCalling.com.
Hey, Joanne, this may be the best one ever. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Jim.
Good
Bye.
Job today. It was always a pleasure to have you as part of our day. Joanne Black, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. NoMoreColdCalling.com is the website. That's also the book. She's got lots of good stuff there, and she will help you. So check it out when you get a chance. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.